Stella.
Hey, y'all.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
What is going on?
How you guys doing?
Yes, how are y'all?
We missed y'all last Sunday.
Yes. It was my fault, y'all, so don't beat me up. But we are back this Sunday.
Yep.
On Gone Do It Here. So, how was y'all's week?
How y'all been doing?
Yeah. And y'all last week. Y'all gonna have to catch us up on 2 weeks.
Weekend, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, how was your week, Mama?
My week was good, babe.
She probably ain't worked but 2 days.
Nah, not this week. Last week I got off early Friday. But this week I worked, well, I got off last Friday because the baby came, my grandbaby came, so Gigi was trying to be at the house with the baby. Okay. She came this weekend too, but I didn't take off. I just, saw her once I got home from work and everything. But my week was good though. I didn't have no issues or nothing like that. How about you?
No, I had some issues. Hey, Joanna.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, cousin.
I'm at work Friday. Had to work till 7. Mm-hmm. So, this one resident I got, he decided he gonna throw a tantrum. A temper tantrum. Like a toddler.
What?
So, he has the little stick that you can pick up stuff, little grab stick.
With
the
hand. Uh-huh.
And he called himself.
Gonna hit you with?
Called himself. Banging on the wall with it. So we trying to feed people. Uh-huh. He ain't no feeder. I had 3 feeders that I got to feed. Uh-huh. So I was on my last one, and I went in the room. I said, "Look, you better stop beating on this wall. I see your light is on." I said, "What do you want? What do you need? I need somebody to take this tray up. I'll take that tray up when I get good and goddamn ready." Okay. I said, "Stop being on that wall." I said, "You're not a toddler. You a grown man. Act like it."
Right.
So, I walk off. Mm-hmm. I said, "All right. You done tried it.
You done tried."
So, I finished feeding who I was feeding. And I start to pick up trays. And his tray was the last one to come up.
Okay.
So, and mind you, he got a roommate. And I took his roommates up first.
And still left him.
Okay. So, I come back in the room as I done took the trays up and took the cart upstairs, up to the front. I come back, he done put himself on the floor, honey, off of a perfectly good bed. Now, this man ain't no little man. He bigger than me, okay? What? He slid himself off the bed. So I go and I'm standing in front of him. I ain't touched him. I said, "What are you doing? Why are you putting yourself on the floor and there's a perfect good bed sitting there?"
Right.
"Because I want to go home." I said, "Well, if every time I want to go home and I hit the floor, I'd be there all week."
Right.
I said, "Now, that ain't no excuse. Why is you on the floor?" So he just cussing and fussing. And I'm just cussing and fussing back with him. Mm-mm. So finally the nurse come and she was like, "Yeah, he does this every now and then when he wants attention." So it's 6 aides in the room and 2 nurses.
That's how big he is?
Yes. So we all in the room, all of us fussing, you know what I'm saying, like fussing at him, but at each other. This don't make no sense. You know better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just hot. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, it was like 6:40 when he did this. And I was supposed to leave at 7.
Right.
That's your first strike. Okay. Second. Oh, and then when he hit the floor, he had his leg under his roommate's chair. He told me, "I gotta get my leg from under his chair." You better do it yourself. You got your butt on that floor. Get your butt out of under that chair.
Right.
So I walked out to go get the nurse. I come back. He done got his foot from under the chair, done knocked over his Dr. Pepper onto the floor. Now he laying in Dr. Pepper. So we got to get it up. Then we got to roll him. Get him clean. We got to roll him over to get this, to get the pad underneath him so we can get him off the floor. Mm-mm. So we got him on this lift. One girl standing on one side of the lift. I'm standing on the other side of the lift. We holding it down with our foot. We had to put our foot on it to keep the lift from not going off the floor. We get him back in the bed. Well, we get him up and he just crying.
I want to go home.
Oh.
I just wish I could get out of here. We just go home.
I said, okay. You know what? I got time. I said, dry up. I said, they fake. Ain't even nothing running. You ain't even running no tears. That's just noise.
Oh,
hush. So then today, so I didn't work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So then today I go to work. I picked up Shia. He was the last one I touched. You hear me? Last one. I walked in the room. I said, what you need? I think I messed up my diaper. I said, okay, let me get my stuff. He comes from Shug. I just want to apologize for how I acted the other day. I didn't say a word. He comes from, I want you to forgive me. Will you please forgive me? Still didn't say nothing.
Okay.
I was walking around, picking up my stuff. He comes from, why? He was like, I asked the question, will you forgive me? I said, you know what? I said, maybe tomorrow. Because you grown. I said, and you had a choice to act the way you acted. And you chose to act that way. I said, so you're going to have to deal with it. Shug, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Please forgive me. I said, roll over. He told him, please forgive me.
Oh, okay.
I said, you know what? I forgive you. I said, but next time you're like that, you're going to stay on the floor. He made me mad. It was 6:40. I was supposed to get off at 7. Y'all understand. I was hot. Then he had spilled that Dr. Pepper, and now it's sticky, so now we got to call the housekeeper so they can come and mop. Then I got to hit their mouth. Ooh. I was mad. Honey. Then I kept my niece, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I take her. I came and got her from mama. Took her back to my house with me and Curtis and the pups.
Can't have nothing.
So I get to the house, and of course, Curtis is jumping up and down with all types of excitement. Chubbs is like, oh my God, the smell sweet girl is here.
Okay.
So, I get her situated. We sitting on the couch, right? Now, I got her in my arm like this on her little pillow in between me and Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis takes his hand and puts it out for her to play with. She grabs his thumb and his pinky.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her. I said, listen, we're going to have a conversation. This right here is my man. Do y'all know what she did? She took his hand like this. And pulled it to her body. I said, hold on. That's my man. And what made me mad was Curtis didn't say, that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't agree with me. He was just like, this way, baby. All right, I see how it is. Now my dog is mad with me because I didn't come back to the house with a baby.
Okay.
Excuse me. He stopped me at the door like, you ain't going no further till the baby come back in here. You've been hot on me since Friday. I don't know what to tell you. Listen. Something been going on. I don't know what she did to my people, but they ain't my people no more.
She's so sweet.
Oh my God, she is. She's so sweet.
Gonna
cut. Then they're gonna give me hell and sleep with Curtis for 2 hours. What? I'm talking about would not let me sit her down. I had to hold her up the whole time.
Or either sit her up.
But then, no, she wouldn't even take that this time. She want me to hold her up with them little fat legs.
Girl,
you heavy.
11 pounds, girl.
Heavy.
Thick. She is so big.
Honey, she had me tripping out. Then gonna sleep with Curtis for 2 hours. I said, you want me? You're going to my house. I'm gonna go time.
Okay.
So we're going to do our recipe of the day. Which one you want to do?
Oh, that one sounds good.
Which one?
That one you got in your hand.
The North. Okay. So today.
Yes.
Hey, Dominique. So today we have Italian potato wedge nachos. Listen, I'm already on board. Because potato wedges and nachos are my two favorite things. So it says it yields 4 servings. Mm-hmm. And your ingredients will be 1 24-ounce pack of frozen rosemary garlic oven fries. Listen.
Them balls.
Get you some potato wedges. Whatever you can afford, whatever you like. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Or make your own.
Hello. Because they good too.
Yeah.
1 slice zucchini. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3 slices of chopped bacon. Hello.
Listen,
3 slices ain't going to be enough for me. Cause I'm going to eat 3 slices while I'm cooking it.
I might just do bacon bits.
I'm going to do a whole pack. And then we're just going to chop it up.
Okay.
Not real thinly. Real chunky. So right. It's a big piece. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
2 8-ounce boneless chicken breasts. I'm going to need about 3 because I'm fat. one tablespoon of Italian seasoning. You're gonna need salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Don't use olive oil, get you some sun cocoa oil or some coconut oil, because olive oil is not for frying.
So it's not for high heat.
Not for high heat. It lets off a toxin.
Yep.
1.5 cups of shredded Italian cheese blend. Whatever you got.
Right.
1 pint of grape tomatoes.
That's
half.
A little one.
If you don't like tomatoes, you gotta add it. That's optional. You're gonna use 1 chopped globe of garlic. Y'all already know about garlic. 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar and 1/3 cups of torn fresh basil leaves. That's not my thing. I don't really care for basil, but to each his own.
You could use it dry.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not as, you know, vibrant as the
fresh. I'm down too. Nachos is my thing. Okay, so we're going to the directions say, preheat your oven to 475. Okay, pause. Do you ever use 475, like, since you've been cooking? Have you ever used, like, 475 anything? I don't never go over 350, ever.
I've done 375 for, like, certain meats.
Maybe, like a turkey, you know what I'm saying? But 470, that just seems real high.
Well, it ain't going to cook long, that's why. Because you think about the stuff that's in the recipe, you just basically browning it. You know what I'm saying? And melting the cheese.
I still want to put on 475.
Because I'm sure they're going to have you cook the bacon before.
Right. So it says, preheat oven to 475, bake rosemary, garlic, oven fries, zucchini, and bacon in a single layer on a lightly greased baking sheet, stirring once, 15 minutes. Meanwhile, season chicken breast with Italian seasoning, salt, and pepper. Cook in 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a medium skillet over medium high. Heat until cooked through 5 to 6 minutes per side. Then you want to chop it.
Right.
Push potatoes to medium to middle of baking sheet and top with chopped chicken and Italian 5 cheese blend. Bake until cheese is melted, 3 to 4 minutes. Meanwhile, toss together your tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, and balsamic vinegar. Season with salt and pepper, spoon tomato mixture, and basil over potatoes. Serve immediately. That's
good.
That's sound good.
Picture when I saw it, I was like, let me
put it. So that
off.
Is your potato wedge nachos. Okay.
Okay.
That means you
not that one.
Not mean,
that one.
Oh,
the other one for next time.
Nachos mean you not gonna get none.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to do our conversation bowl.
Getting low, ain't it?
Ain't it? Gotta put some questions in here. I'm gonna start putting some homework stuff in here and let y'all answer.
Oh, God. I'll take this one.
Okay. Ain't nobody got time. Woo, child. Let's see. I like this question. Ooh, yours is long.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do yours first.
Okay.
Y'all like my hair.
It's cute.
I did it earlier because I'd be sweating like a straight slave at work.
Wow.
Because my hair, it's just, it's thick. It didn't be down my neck.
Yeah.
It's too much. I'd be sweating. So I'm going to sweat this out. Then when I sweat this out, I'm going to just take this out and let it be curly.
Okay. It's so cute.
Okay.
I thought it was
2 in 1.
I thought it's really cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cute. All right. So my question says.
Woo, that is.
Okay. Okay. So my question says, you realize that you have an extra $2 million,
$200 million
in the bank, and decide to buy an island.
Okay.
To create your own community.
Okay.
The island only has room for 1 shopping store.
Okay.
1 restaurant.
Okay.
And 1 owner's choice establishment. What 3 are you picking?
Okay, so my store would be Walmart because you can get clothing,
food,
everything in one place. Either Walmart or like a Sam's Club.
Okay.
But I would say Walmart because Sam's Club, they give you you have to have a membership.
Sure.
So we're going to go
anybody
Walmart.
Anybody can shop with Walmart.
Right. We're going to go with Walmart.
Right. Restaurant?
The 1 restaurant would be probably a Golden Corral, or I would bring back Ryan's.
Oh,
y'all remember Ryan's? We have a Ryan's. okay, on my island.
Okay.
And then
what's an owner's choice establishment?
So like a I'm thinking an owner's choice would be like a small business, like somebody's business. Somebody's what's it called?
An independent business?
Yeah, like a how they have the
small business.
Yeah, small business owner. Something like that.
So who would yours be? Who would yours be?
Probably. Because it would have to be something that everybody could use.
I think it's saying one owner's choice or one other establishment that you choose.
Oh, maybe that's what it's saying.
I think that's what it means.
Maybe that's what it's saying. What you mean, what's Ryan's? Girl?
Say what?
You ain't never been to Ryan's?
It's very similar to Golden Corral.
But better.
So Golden Corral has rolls that they get, that you can get. Ryan's has croissants with, what is it?
Honey butter.
It had a glaze.
It was
like
honey
a donut.
Butter.
Like
glaze.
A donut.
It was honey butter glaze.
On it. When ooh, they bring it out. And it tastes like a donut almost. Like Krispy Kreme.
That
almost.
Croissant, I'd murder somebody for one of them. Walk back in there right
yeah,
now.
Right.
But owner's
so
choice.
What other business would you choose?
Probably an arcade. Somewhere that people could go to play games and shoot pool and stuff like that.
Like a Dave and Buster's or something mm-hmm. like that.
But wouldn't be Dave and Buster's with they dry hot pot.
Are they dry? I've never been.
I don't like Dave and Buster's. Is it too expensive for nothing?
Oh, really?
It's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese. You pay all that money just to play on little crappy games.
All right, so my three would be... So my one shopping store would probably be... I'd probably do Target.
She expensive.
You think so?
First of all...
But, you know, I don't like Walmart, though.
But you got to think about the people that's going to be on... Listen, if you only got a Target, you ain't going to make no money, first of all.
You think so?
Because Target, for one, all Targets don't
have...
Well,
that's your island. Store. This is my island.
Okay, that's fine. I'm fine.
Your island got so Walmart, Target. You and I got Target.
Okay, go to her
so
island.
So Target. Okay. And so, my one restaurant would probably be a Panera Bread.
Okay. Ooh, she is expensive, y'all. You gotta shop at Target and then you gotta go to Panera to eat. Y'all gonna be broke all the time.
And then,
is your Target gonna have a Starbucks in it? Jesus.
Okay, and then the owner's choice establishment would probably be probably like a Fantastic Sam's or something like that.
A hair salon.
Like so you can get your hair cut and okay. colored and stuff like that.
She is fancy.
Whatever. You know, like Walmart. Ooh. I dislike Walmart.
Okay, she don't like
fullest.
Walmart, but she going to Target like twice a year.
Right. But because, you know, Kmart was my store.
Yeah, now the only one that's open is in
Raleigh. Yeah. I like Kmart. I dislike
Kmart.
Walmart
was nice though. I like
so bad. The only time I used to go, if I went in Walmart.
Just because you live in New York don't mean you ain't supposed to know what Ryan's is. Girl, you better ask your daddy.
They probably don't have no Ryan's down there.
She been to the South. Okay. My question says, what do you think of tattoos and do you have any? Okay. I have several. No, I'm joking. I only have one. Ask her how many she got.
I only have two.
Ask her where that second one is at. What? My mama would live in Target. Honey, yes. I like Target, but when I go in Target, I shop clearance, okay?
Well, I do that regardless of where I go.
We know. But Target is expensive, honey. Grandma calls it, we call it Target. Because she is expensive. But I don't see a problem in tattoos. The only thing, I just feel like they should stop here. Like, when you start to tattoo your face, I feel like even though... A lot of people say anywhere you get a tattoo is unprofessional. I feel like it's unprofessional in your face because from here down, you can cover. You know what I'm saying? Even if you get one on your neck, you can put concealer, or you can wear a turtleneck for the rest of your life. But you're going to cover it up, you know what I'm saying, when it's really important.
Right.
Your face.
Yeah.
That's what people look at.
That's the first thing people see.
Yes, a lot of people judge you off of just how you look. You wouldn't believe it, but when you go on an interview, if you got any slightness of anything that's a certain person I'm like, that's right there.
First check. One point
against you. You know what I'm saying? Her teeth crooked. Ooh.
Silly.
Her eyebrows too close.
Ooh.
Girl.
Her eye look like it's looking at 95 highway. Like a pistol.
Okay. Just, I don't know. I just feel like this don't need to have tattoos on it.
Right.
Like, I mean.
And how in the world do they do it? Because, honey, let me tell you.
So that hurts.
I have two. One is on this arm and one is on this briscus right here.
Oh, okay. Baby. It is not small.
Let me tell you. By the time I got through, I had on a little hospital gown, right? By the time he got through or to the middle of it, I had took that hospital gown, rolled it up like this and throwed it across the room.
I would have been done passed out.
It hurt your
life. You let somebody
do that to your face.
And I'm talking about multiple. Like, Game, Post Malone. I don't know.
And Game, right? Cute. Like, why does his little face look like that? Like,
I don't know. He's still fine, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't have anything against tattoos, like I said, but I do believe that you should keep your face clear of tattoos.
Yeah, well, I just feel like if you're going to get them, put them somewhere, you can cover them up. That's what I always told y'all. You can get them, but just get it somewhere where you can cover it up.
Yep. I think most of mine will be able to cover it if I ever get them. I have a lot of tattoos that I want to get, and No desire to get this one. Yeah.
She's like, oh, I want to get a tattoo.
I have been telling mom for like since I was 16.
She turned 18.
I'm talking about it was like a week after my birthday.
Hey, let's go. I was like, you want to go get a tattoo? Her nerves was done.
And then when she first said, I thought she was joking. I was like,
took off.
I was like, yeah, like that, right? She was like, look up a tattoo parlor in Wilson. I was like, oh, snap, she for real. I was like, mom, pull over. I got to pee. I lost it. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She's like, you for real?
I was like, mom, you serious? Man, yeah. We pulled up in the parking lot. I was like, man, I can't fuck you out now.
Right.
But I got it. And then my brother. He turned 20 and got four in like 3 weeks. He's 21. He just turned 21 and then got four in like three weeks. Yeah, it's like, I was like, bro.
He was like, I'm done now. Okay. You should be.
My arm hurt. My hair. It's too much. I was like, you want me to hold your hand? Because I need to hold your hand for myself.
He was like, I might.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to do our questions. Mm-hmm. So, this says, what movie can you watch over and up? We already done.
We did that one already. You threw the pimps last week.
Weren't
last time.
Okay, so this one says, if you could switch two movie characters, what switch would lead to the most inappropriate movies?
Mm-mm.
We ain't gonna answer that.
I don't know what to say about that. Nah.
Y'all won't know what's going on up here.
Right.
Okay. This question says, what inanimate object would be the most annoying if it played loud, upbeat music while being used? A couch. Could you imagine a couch making a noise all the time like it's on a record player?
Or every time you sit down and say,
yeah!
Remember like on Pee Wee's Playhouse? Remember the chair? Every time he be sitting down.
Or like how you see the movies where the people be walking and they have like theme music. But your couch got theme music when you sit down.
Yeah.
You fat, get off me. Boy, I be mad. Oh, I'm serious. Or what if the sidewalk talk when you walked on it?
Or listen get to your me. Conversation.
Get off me. Get off me. Get off me. Get off me. I be pissed. Do you hear me?
You are retarded.
What you gonna do? Punch the cement?
Right.
Break your hand?
You are stupid.
Bruh.
I cannot.
When did something start out badly for you, but in the end, it was great?
Childbirth.
High school?
Childbirth.
I ain't mean that yet.
Ooh, God. I had it went out because when I had her, it was induced labor, so she was late.
I was like 16 days late, 15 days late.
So she was late. So
I think I'm the only one she had bad labor with. Kayvon. She had Kayvon on my first day of kindergarten, and he was here like by the time I was at lunch.
Yeah, so. I had him that night. Well, early that morning. Yeah, but yeah. Ooh, God. Ooh, God. Cause you know when your first child, it's like a I don't know really, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
So when it starts, you don't know. You know that it's gonna be pain because you hear people say it, but you don't know.
Right. You don't know how much or if you can take it.
Right. You have no idea. So and then with childbirth, you can only wait so long before you can add, you know, you can get medicine. So
right.
If you wait too long, they won't give you anything. So, ooh, God, yeah. So it, you know,
bring a blunt and funk.
Yeah. So it was, you know, induced. So I was, it was kind of long. Yeah. It was long and kind of drawn out.
Mm.
But when she got here, I forgot all of that.
All moms say the same thing.
Yeah, you forget.
It was really, really painful. Then I saw her and everything went away. Well,
you
I saw him and everything
you
went
don't
away.
Even think about it anymore. It's like instant.
Once I'm going to think about it.
Once they come out, no, you're not. Once they well, come out, the first thing you want to know is if they got 10 toes,
ten fingers,
you know what I'm saying?
This girl I used to work with, she had shared a post and it was like, what was the first thing you said when you saw your baby? She's talking about, you're not ugly. I was thinking about that. Girl, what?
Girl.
You thought your baby was going to be ugly? I was like, Lord.
That's funny.
She told me, you're not ugly. Okay.
That's it.
Goodness.
And the baby probably was like, you are.
Like, way to go, mom.
Right.
Okay.
What's
this one says, how would your country change if everyone, regardless of age, could vote?
Donald Trump would not be president.
Probably be worse.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be better. If everybody could vote?
Even children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He would
but,
be president.
But the reason, I'm going to tell you why I say that. Children can be manipulated, you know what I'm saying? Because grown-ups can't.
Ain't talking about no children. Well, do the same regardless.
Do the same regardless of age. Because children can be manipulated, so they're going to be, you know what I'm saying? They'll, unless they are very strong-minded and are sneaky like most kids, they'll be like, I'm not going to do that.
My niece say, what's the plan? Skylar.
What's the plan?
She be scheming all the time.
Okay. Bruh.
She's funny.
What's the
plan? Ethan.
What's the plan?
She killed me with that.
I still haven't seen Ethan.
Yeah, I know. You always be working.
I know. Every time they come.
Ooh.
And then I thought did I was going to
did you just recently see the picture of him and Jarman smiling the same way?
No.
Oh, God. It's
so I think the last one I saw he was playing, he looks just like Tamron to me.
You should see him now. He really starting to look like T.
And then why did I realize that Mikey is 18?
Yeah, Kayvon is 21.
I'm old.
So EJ is what?
EJ can get ready to be 15?
13 or 14?
Oh, God. I remember when he was a baby. I remember when he first got here.
I remember when Kayvon thought
he
was
going to be eating meatloaf at 3 months.
Yeah, he was so fat, wasn't he?
He was huge.
He was so fat and pretty.
He was huge.
He was.
I don't know how she walked around with him. She should have been tipping over.
She barely did.
This is true. Okay, so this question says, what animal would be cutest if scaled down to size of a cat?
Like a tiger or a lion if it was scaled down to the size of a house
cat.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think lions are pretty cute.
I would say
the size they are.
I would say an elephant. Oh. Can you imagine like a little elephant?
That would be cute.
Like a little elephant.
Or a giraffe.
Or
sure.
A little giraffe. Standing about like this. About like this.
John's daughter is 13. Mm-hmm. Listen, somebody got stopped.
Somebody getting old. Y'all. Getting
old. I just can't anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. These questions say, would you rather give up all drinks except for water or give up eating anything that was cooked in an oven? Girl, give me the water. Cause I love me some baked chicken, okay? Listen. Yeah. What kind of question is it? I don't know. Because Curtis loves anything fried, dyed, and laid to the side, okay?
Girl, that's the only way I want my fish.
Go get on that. Mm-hmm. Curtis cooked me a piece of salmon the other day on the grill and honey.
Okay.
He brought it in the house and that skin fell off. I ate that buttery piece of steak fish so fast. Lord. This question says, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself? Mm-hmm. My own future.
Right.
10 minutes. Listen, I need about a year or something. Go into time, figure out what the lottery is. Come back, tell my previous self to play these numbers. Go back into the future and tell my future self not to play the numbers. Because we already done hit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Listen.
My Christ.
He is a, what they call it? What is it?
What?
I'm thinking the phrase, but it ain't coming to me. Just the madness part, because that's what I am.
Right.
Okay. Make up to my madness.
Make up to your madness.
Okay, this one says, would you rather have an easy job working for someone else or work for yourself but work incredibly hard? I would rather work for myself and work hard, because when I take off, I ain't got to ask nobody nothing.
Because it's up to you whether you, when you work.
Okay, because if I work incredibly hard for 2 days and then got 6 other days that I can just take off and go on vacation with my Mexican boyfriend, that's my business.
Oh, I ain't got to be Mexican. What's his name? Jose?
Quavo.
It's crazy.
Okay. Julio. Y'all. When I first started working at Cherry, when we had the training, it was 4 girls, including myself, and 1 Mexican guy, right? And his name was Finn. But we couldn't figure out what his name was because he would never say nothing while we was in class. So one day we were sitting there and we was trying to go over the little classwork she had gave us. And I looked at him, I said, hey, Julio. And everybody was like, that is not his name. I was like, well, he won't tell me what it is, so that's what it is now. And now, and ever since then, whenever we see him, that's what we call him.
Julio.
Hey, Julia, that's not my name. What is it then? We done been asking you for 20 minutes for the last 3 days and you ain't saying nothing.
Right.
That's not my name. It is the day. Is this it?
That's the calendar day for me.
I'm going to be getting that change throughout the school.
What are the quotes?
I'll let it back.
There's some more questions right there. We can do it after we get through with them.
Okay.
It's probably on this side. Here you go.
Yeah. What's the day?
The 30th
of August. Y'all, it's about to be Christmas.
September. Cause Thanksgiving, all that gonna be here.
Okay.
Ooh, the baby's gonna have her first Halloween. Her first.
We gotta buy her costume.
Her
She's
first
definitely
Christmas.
Gonna be
oh.
How old would she be in Thanksgiving when she can try food?
She'd be about 8 months old.
Ooh, table food.
Right.
Let her eat some of that mac and cheese.
April, May, June, July, August, September. It's open November, December. November, she'll be 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
She can eat some
mac and cheese. Hey, boo. I hope you feel better. I love you.
Hey, boo.
Ooh. Can't wait. This one is fat. When she
starts
eating,
look, I laid her on her belly on my bed.
She's gonna be crawling
soon too.
I started to make a walk when she was at my house. She's
gonna be crawling very soon.
Just gonna skip the whole crawling process.
Today's the 30th.
I know, but I'm trying to figure out how far down I'm going. So, Sunday, Monday, Friday?
Yeah, that's fine.
We can start with Saturday. On Sunday. What should we do? I might do two Saturday.
Let's just see you right there.
No. Okay, y'all. So we're gonna do crazy calendar days.
Okay.
At the end of the month.
Yep.
So we ain't got but 2 days left yet. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I swear, after my birthday, it don't be no more year.
Mm-hmm.
So August 30th is Frankenstein Day.
Frankenstein?
Yeah, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein
Day? Mm-hmm. That seemed like more October appropriate,
right?
Don't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I seen a thing on Facebook that they were going to do drive-through haunted house at Panic Point.
Where that's at?
Ain't it in,
I don't know what
Pontop?
I don't know.
Or Garner, somewhere like that.
Panic what?
Panic Point.
I ain't never heard of it, babe.
What? You ain't never been to Panic Point? All the Halloween hopping you used to do?
No. I ain't never heard of that. You know that used to be my thing, too.
Girl, never. Mm-mm. Y'all carry the disease up there. Ain't nobody got time.
The outbreak.
Yes, it's too many of y'all. Go
too many Ronas.
Okay. Go down, get sick.
Wait till we
home.
Get a vaccine.
Y'all better come down here where it's hot as Methuselah and that everything will just subside.
Dude, you talking about, girl, somebody gonna be ran over.
Listen, that's right. I told Curtis,
gonna be
I said,
all kinds of wrecks.
I said, if they do the drive-through, I'm going to go because I can sit in the car and pee on myself, okay? All right, I'm going to get me a diaper. I'm going to get one of the little pad things that you put under the people when you get ready to change them on my seat. Because, honey, I know. Even though I'm in the car with the window rolled up.
I can't even see.
Listen.
So scary, yo. Mm-hmm.
And Curtis be like, why? He be like, you so mean, but you scary.
Shut up.
I am not mean. I am not mean.
In whose world?
In everybody's world, I'm not mean.
Really?
Really. What? Old people tell me I'm sweet all the time.
Okay.
And old people don't lie.
Let me remind you of who your father is.
Listen, don't even go there with me. And he ain't mean either. He just stupid.
He's stubborn. Both of y'all are stubborn.
Difference. I'm not as stubborn.
Y'all are so stubborn, the both of y'all.
You are too. That's why I got 2 doses of it.
Gemini.
Not me. You know
what? As a rattlesnake, and that came from your
cut
auntie.
Off. Don't say nothing else to me for the rest of the year, unless it's about food.
Okay. What should we make? Cupcakes.
Okay.
With the bacon on top.
Yeah, exactly. Where is that? Why we ain't had nothing? She ain't let me taste nothing, and I don't know how long.
We ain't had nothing.
Got a whole garden. Ain't
the Ronas been keeping stuff out, man.
No, because her and EJ got that 60-degree house over there, so ain't nothing living over there.
Right.
I don't know how they alive.
Right. Stay air.
Okay.
Stay on.
They should be the healthiest people on earth and sick every other month. Don't.
They ain't been sick in a while, I don't think, though.
Because she keep it on 60 now. She in that brick house. Them bricks ain't letting nothing out. In that little apartment that had little ventilation, little insulation. So it
hey,
wasn't
cousin.
Like it was supposed to. But that bring out she in. Listen, ain't nothing coming out of
that.
You seen them doors?
No.
Her front door is this thick. And then the screen door is this thick.
Stop it.
Listen,
I'm not.
Ain't nothing getting out of there.
You know she got a cat.
Yes, I know she got a cat.
Her and Tamara both got a cat. She talking about the Arctic. You ain't never lied.
Okay, listen.
Boy,
go
no.
over there. You go yeah. over there with toes and leave
with
no toes.
Toes. Right?
Take a pair of socks if you got flip flops on. What is going on in here?
Nah, that apartment, man. That apartment used to be so cold.
And EJ used to be running around with shorts and a tank top on.
Sometimes he didn't have on no shirt.
Son, how are you not frozen?
Right.
She walking around with gauchos on.
It used to be cold over there.
What is going on?
Like, my toes is
I
cold.
Like, it is cold. I was always under the blanket. And then what made me mad was she had that little couch and only had one little blanket. That everybody can't lay on this. We need a comforter in here.
Right.
It used to be so cold.
Like, my toes is cold.
Ooh.
And even over there now, Like, the way her living room is set up, like, you can feel the air blowing
from under the chair. And every place like, she have, the vents is in the ceiling. You can't even run. You can't even cover it because it's in the ceiling.
Why is my feet cold?
Irritating. So, today is also Toasted Marshmallow Day. Y'all ain't never listened. I am a firm believer in Bath & Body Works candles.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the app and everything. Mm-hmm. So I was laying in the bed, about 11 o'clock, should be asleep. Mm-hmm. Definitely here nor there.
Okay.
And an email come across my phone. Uh-huh. Bing. Candles, $5.95 with coupon. I clicked on it. You have the coupon. I said, oh, I'm going to get them candles. Went to work. At work all day, nothing on my mind but candles. Nothing. Couldn't think about nothing else.
Won't let it stop.
No, ma'am. I went and I got my candles.
Oh, you did?
I got blueberry.
Did they have your pecan?
Listen, I got one of them. What I got pecan pumpkin waffles. Don't you pick up not now one when you go in there. I got blueberry maple pancakes. Uh-huh. And then to go with the pumpkin pecans.
Ooh,
Lord Jesus,
that
combination.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, then I got Toasted Marshmallow Fireside. And then I got, no, it's called Marshmallow Fireside. That's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
And then I got flannel to go with the Marshmallow Fireside.
I'm not a candle person, but she love them. Her and my sister, too. Dee Dee love them, too.
When I get this LPN, my house going to have a whole room.
With nothing but candles.
With nothing but candles in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Every room gonna have a candle, even the kitchen.
Jesus.
Boy, that thing smells good. Listen, if you ain't never been to Bath & Body Works and smell the candle, and you like candles, you need to smell it. They got one. It's called, what is it called? It's that one that Daisy got. What is it called? It's the one in. It's black. When I tell y'all, it smells like a straight up man. A black man, fresh out the shower, put his clothes on, spray some cologne, put his deodorant on.
And walked out
to the living room and watched football. That's what it smelled like.
Okay.
In your life, honey.
I know that's right.
That candle smelled like a 6-foot floor black man. Chocolate.
I don't know what you call over there. Okay. Smell kind of like that.
Listen, chocolate man.
Not chocolate.
That thing. Woo! And then they got one. Then what made me upset was the first one they made was already immaculate. Mm-hmm. And then they went and made a stronger version.
Girl. Did you say mahogany tea?
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Sounds,
but it's mahogany. They got
somebody
the
been smelling the candles.
Okay. Listen, she
and
know.
She remember.
Okay. She know. Mahogany, honey, black man. That's all you need to know.
Right. All that go together.
Okay, listen. And then they got a men's collection.
Yeah.
I got Curtis bourbon at the house. When I tell you that thing come out there, I looked at him and I said, ooh, I thought you was black for a minute.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said, ooh, so you smell good.
You're so
come on, no, don't do it. I'm going to get close. I said, boy, you better back up. That thing, ooh, listen. You want your man to smell good when he get out the shower?
Oh, yeah.
If y'all going somewhere special on vacation or something, yes. And you want to smell good, girl, go to Bath & Body Works and get your man some of that men's collection. They got cool water, waterfall, all kinds of stuff. But that bourbon, they had one that was called Amber that discontinued, and I need to write a stronger word letter about it.
Right.
But the bourbon is doing it for me right now.
Okay.
He was in the shower the other night with that stuff. I said, boy, you is straightening on. Thin ice. That stuff smells good. Okay. August 31st is National Eat Outside Day.
Okay.
Flies be bad. Don't do it.
I ain't lying. I don't know. It's all right sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like in autumn or in fall when it's first getting chilly, but not all the time.
When it's not too too cold and not too hot.
I might have a picnic.
Yeah, it's nice. Or sit on the deck.
But hot in summer and June in the south, no ma'am.
Mosquitoes.
But between April and June, no, April and August, don't eat outside.
Honey.
Last time I ate outside, a seagull took off my hot dog.
That's been years ago.
And what they got to do? And I'm still looking for him. Because who is you?
Oh, yeah.
I still high about that.
You had some traumatic stuff that happened on school trips. Remember?
Okay, I swallowed the tooth.
Swallowed the tooth.
Eating pizza. Chocolate chip pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Seagull took my dad's hot dog that the school provided. It was my free lunch that God blessed me with, and he just swooped down and got it.
That baby came home. I said, "Where your tooth at?"
Still upset.
She said,
I don't know.
I was like, where y'all go today? Where would y'all eat at? So Lord, God, she just ate the tooth.
I mean, what you want me to do? Stop eating. Okay. That ain't gonna happen.
Right.
So September 1st is MLM Nut Day, the first woman telephone operator. Okay, Emma, go ahead, girl.
Okay, then.
The next one in September, on September 1st,
mm-hmm.
is National Cherry Popover Day. I don't do cherries.
I like cherries. I think I'm allergic. I don't like cherry pie.
I don't like anything cherry flavored except Dr. Pepper. Everything else is cherry flavored. And cherries, itself makes my throat hurt. Okay. I feel like I have strep throat.
Oh, for real?
Like
pineapple kind of do that. Well, pineapple
makes my mouth itch and my lips swell.
So, it's the fresh pineapple makes your mouth itch.
But you can eat candy. Or candied or anything else.
Just not the fresh.
And it be so good.
It sure do. Smells so good.
Every time I walk by something, we go in the Chinese restaurant, they're like, walk away.
Right.
Like, just let me one piece. People like, you got some Benadryl? No. Walk away.
You know, I like to put it in my stir fry.
I just
put
it on there. And I can eat it like that and it don't bother me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just be, when it's fresh, boy, that stuff is dangerous to me.
Yeah.
September 2nd is VH Day, World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Grandpa. He was the World War II airborne.
Papa.
Veteran, whatever you want to call
it. Paul Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Airborne.
He was like, did that crap for nothing. Okay.
Did you say that?
He said that all the time. He always say he regrets it. He feel like he did it for nothing because it didn't benefit him in the long run. September 3rd is Skyscraper Day.
Okay.
I was afraid of heights, so.
I seen, you seen the man that do all those different kind of jobs. It's a show. He do like the jobs that nobody wants to do. He was on the sky, cleaning windows on the skyscraper the other night. Yep. They had to strap.
Everybody got a picture of me when I was a baby. I don't know how.
Strapping it on what you got? Because I mailed them out.
Yeah,
because
I was a baby. Baby doll with lace from head to toe.
Yep.
September 4th is Newspaper Carrier Day. Listen, if I can get on that newspaper carrier.
Girl, I be trying. They won't hire a sister.
Okay.
I be trying your word up for like a second salary or a second income. They won't hire a sister.
Bruh.
I done tried.
I just need 2 days a week.
Feel bad. I'm not bad with Kayla.
Look at him dangling the key.
I'm
gonna do it. Boy, I just threw this pencil at you. What up, baby Diddy?
Hey, boo.
September 5th is Be Late for Something Day. Girl, I'm late for life. What is doing this on my
kitchen in that pot?
Okay. I'm late for life itself. I ain't never on time.
What's it again?
September 5th is Be Late for Something Day.
I'm late. Well, I'm rarely late.
I'm late for life, okay?
I'm rarely late. I'm always
on time.
The world
be done started and ended by the time I'm up and ready.
It gotta be something crazy going on for me to be late. Real talk. I'm rarely like.
I be trying to be on time and then I get sidetracked. I turn my music on. I gotta get some coffee or something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get my phone.
I don't need but 30 minutes.
I be on time for work, but like if it's like something I got a gathering or something like that.
I'm on time, y'all.
Don't look for me for about an hour.
I'm on time.
September 5th is also Cheese Pizza Day. Depending on where I get from, I'm gonna get this
cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. Hey,
when I was younger, I hated it. I was like, what's the point of it? What's the point of a cheese pizza? For what?
I don't really like
Why?
It either.
But now I ate one when I was in college.
Cheese fix.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I guess it ain't no different than maybe eating grilled cheese. Right. Kind of similar.
I ate one. It was a special that they ran at the restaurant across the street from the college. You can get a slice of cheese pizza, some french fries, and a soda for $4. Honey, I was tearing it up. That was the best pizza ever. You broke, you eat stuff.
Right. Oh my God. You know, when I was in college, I went to Johnson Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to eat at Crickets. The hot dog.
I went down the other day so bad.
The hot dog place. So when I was in school, they was three for $1.25.
Just
you get three hot dogs. For no lie. Three
you
hot dogs.
You get two for $1 now, right?
Dang, I think they're more than that now. Three hot dogs for $1.25.
What? I would have been a hot dog. You hear me?
I was.
Walking
me and my
down
girlfriend
the street,
Daphne.
A hot dog with a bun.
Oh God.
All the way. No,
you know,
slop.
When you ain't got no money, three hot dogs, okay. Shoot, that'll fill you right on up. Man, we used to be like.
Jonah
we
said.
We used to put our money together like, how much money you got?
John said, "Word. The only thing on time is my period."
Oh,
girl,
my God.
You gonna shut up? Listen, I don't got time.
I'll be on time, chair.
September 5th is also National Tailgating Day. Y'all can't do that because ain't no football going on.
Uh-huh.
And then it is World Beard Day. Hello. My baby is gonna be on that one.
Yes, okay. Kurt.
Yes, stop.
Yeah, my our little ginger.
Yes. His beard is immaculate. He get confidence all the time. Back up. Because I will cut you.
Don't say nothing else.
Okay. But what's weird is it be a lot of guys and it do girls.
Oh really? Do he condition his beard and stuff?
No, anything? That's the crazy thing. It just grow like a wildfire because he's who he is. He get in the shower.
Is it soft? Would it be soft? Mm-hmm.
When he get out of the shower now, when he get home from work, that thing be dirty.
Big. Look like a grizzly bear.
He be laying in the bed sometimes and he'll be smoking and the ash will fall off and fall into his beard and he'll go.
It don't catch on fire?
Mm-mm.
Jesus.
He'll be eating and he'll get stuff in his beard.
That's the only thing about it,
but
right?
Duke be right there to clean it up.
Ew. Yuck. Nasty. Yuck.
But it's funny because he just shakes his head and his beard and it falls.
Oh. I thought he was licking his face.
Mm-mm. He'll shake his face and his beard and it'll fall.
Oh.
I think it's funny. That beard is something else.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows. It grows weird. Like, it don't grow like this. It grows.
Mm-hmm. Out like it.
Like a sprout.
Oh.
Like, what's grown? And this right here, it be getting so long. I be like, I just let me trim this. Cause if you tickle me one more time, I don't got time. But no, he don't. I think he bought some beard wash from Dollar Tree that he really liked, and then of course they didn't have it no more. Mm-mm. But he don't use stuff like I've been trying to buy him a little beard kit since we met. He was like, I don't need that. I've been doing this since I started growing, man. But he just used shampoo and conditioner.
It's a man thing.
He uses all-in-one
right.
body wash, and that includes the beard.
Right.
But even though he doesn't use anything, he don't get like breakouts and stuff like that. It's real.
Well, because he's not shaving.
Mm-mm.
You know.
He'll get
most
one
of the time, people that break
sometimes.
Out is because they shave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just saying because, you know, his beard isn't real. Like, it's thick, but it's not real thick, so it gets air and he combs it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he does groom it in his own way, but he ain't extra. Oh. It's very low maintenance.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Very low maintenance.
All right. All right. So, okay. So, the quote for today, guys, is... No person has the right to rain on your dreams.
I know that's right.
Marion Wright Elderman. I'm reading
that
one more time.
Are famous.
No person has the right to rain on your dreams. Marion Wright Elderman.
Show them. March. Don't you come raining on my parade.
Not either.
Not at all.
Let me shine, baby. Let me shine.
Okay.
Go get your sunglasses and blocking.
Because, first of all, who is you?
Right. I don't see how you gonna sleep on them things, child. Girl, I
listen.
Look, I be in the middle of the night. You know me. I can't have nothing. I can't even hardly wear my hair in a ponytail for long.
Now that I can't do anymore. Like
I can't.
While I'm at work, when I get home,
gotta take it out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I take it off when I'm in the car on the way to the house. Because it's this pressure point or something that it messes with me.
Yeah.
They give me a headache too.
Me too.
But these things don't bother me though. When I hit the pillow. None of this matter. Okay? I don't feel none of this. I can have a head full of flexi rods. I can have a head full of curlers.
Listen, I cannot.
Gotta move them stumps around, find a spot. That's it. And then by the time I'm really sleep, I really don't be feeling it.
Girl, it makes my head hurt, yeah.
Listen. No, ma'am. It do not bother me.
Oh, look at all this.
And all this is I can't wait till I get gray.
Look at all this gray. Look.
I cannot.
So, y'all, I was plucking all this at one point, right? I was plucking it out. So, I finally stopped plucking it. Now, look, it have run it over.
It ain't that bad. I like it. It looks like a highlight to me.
Well, your daddy had this.
Salt and pepper.
He was 18.
That's why I don't understand why my hair is so, like, now. Okay, so when I did used to do my hair, my hair would dye real easy. But now when I try to dye my hair, honey, it take a lot.
Do it.
Yes. Like this, when I colored this, when I first did it, it took 7 boxes of color.
Ooh.
7. And it won't even bright as I wanted it to be. So I'm going to go over it again probably next month. Because my roots are starting to grow back.
Is it semi or permanent?
No, it's permanent.
And you look put 7 boxes.
That's how much it took for my hair to cut all of my hair.
Yeah, you do got a lot of hair.
And
it's
my roots is all
right.
I know a lot of the girls at work like it too. My little resident, she don't talk. But when I first started working, I had braids. And then I took my braids out the other day. And when she saw me, she lit up.
Did
and she started pointing at my hair. I said, you got my hair. I said, I'm gonna dye it again, make it look lighter. I was like, that red works for you. But
I need them pins though.
Don't bother me.
I will be throwing them joints all night. Promise.
And don't bother me. Cause I know in the morning I'm gonna have to redo half of these. Is gonna slip out. They always do that. No matter how much I stick them, because most of the time I'll take them and stick them through the bottom of here and then twist it so that it goes back. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that it's like crisscrossing away.
Ooh, but they ain't tight.
My actual hair, like the edges where I put the gel at, is tighter than the pins are.
That would worry me, Chad. That would worry me. You hear me?
I'm gonna go home and put these right back on the flex rod that I had them on before I came over here. Sure is.
What you say, Didi?
Kurt Franklin.
Oh. She said, wait, she was talking about the hot dogs or something.
Must be. Somebody said something, they should be famous. They is famous. They been on been on TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, talking about the hot dog place.
Uh-huh. Hey,
yeah,
Tish.
Crickets.
Bro, that's another one that's got no to Tish. I saw a picture of him the other day.
Yeah, so handsome.
I was like, bro.
He's so handsome.
He was working in Zeppelin at Bojangles when me and Curtis first started dating. And I came through the drive thru and he was working. And Curtis had ordered some Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, why I tell you feel that box at the top? Me and Curtis got to the house and ate like some fat pigs, honey. I said, cuz he does up. That thing was funny to him.
Oh, that's what she called Kurt Franklin.